Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now our WWL NFL and college football analyst. Where you at, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy.
How you?
I'm good.
Do you like the cold weather or not?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I'm that sort of person, so yeah.
Get you I ready like to put that. The pads on and hit somebody, doesn't it?
No, I would much rather have some of that cool weather in July and August, but I'll take it where I can.
Boy, if only you could save it, huh? Put it in the put it in a savings account and use it.
Yeah, cut that bottom.
Jordan and I had, you know, Jordan, don't you?
Yeah.
Jordan and I had a dispute over this about the Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. I saw the one that Sports Talk had last night. I loved it, and he wanted to change it, but I love this one so much I kept it, and it is. What would you give up to ensure an LSU win over Bama? My paycheck, alcohol for a year, seafood for a month, my pet, my pinky toe, or my spouse / significant other?
That's pretty good, Tom.
It is. I'd give up my spouse / significant other, regardless of the LSU game, just if it didn't cost me $150,000 again. But look, that's me. Let's talk about the Saints and how they stack up against the Falcons. And can you necessarily look at the Falcons as a wounded animal about to die or a wounded animal in a corner that could be very dangerous?
Well, listen, this is the NFL, and they're getting paid too.
Mm-hmm.
And they got good football players on that team. Nothing's worked right for them. And you can see the boat's taking on a lot of water in Atlanta. And the Saints are going to kick the holy crap out of them Sunday. You know, the one thing about Sean, he's sort of petty about that. And I like that part about him as a coach. You know, he knows that the Falcons right now, they suck in air pretty good. And when you get that opportunity, you take advantage of it. And you pile the points on them. And I think that's what's going to happen. You can see this team's playing with no confidence at all. And they haven't stopped anybody. They can't run the football. They haven't been able to protect Matt Ryan. So in that spot, why wouldn't you take advantage? This is the NFL. Man, listen, nobody cares about your problems. Hey, they got their own. You know, you got to figure it out. But this series has been dominated by one team or another. For a long time, the Falcons had it in their pockets against the Saints. And, you know, they didn't feel no sympathy for you. And now, you know, once Peyton got in here, he's dominated this series against the Falcons. And I think he puts up another W and a big one Sunday against Atlanta.
I'm just writing down your prediction here. Saints beat the holy crap out of Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I do.
So we're going to take a break because we're running a little bit late, as we always are. But, Mike, when we come back, I want to ask you about, you know, you got Tampa Bay after that, Carolina without Cam Newton, because, you know, this is strange. I don't know if you heard this or not. He's been on injured reserve, but his clothes are still active. Did you know that?
Man, listen.
If you've seen
Cam, he is a fashion statement.
Yes, he is.
One way or another, good or bad.
If you've seen those clothes, ain't no way to deactivate them. So nope. Then you got Atlanta again, 49ers, Colts, Tennessee. And then Carolina, I don't think, depending on what games count and which ones don't, and I'm not trying to get ahead of myself here, but other than San Francisco, I don't see you running the rest of them the table as an impossibility. And then, you know, maybe San Francisco too. We'll talk more when we come back, 6:20. If you have any questions for Mike, text him in 87870, and I'll ask him, and Mike will also field questions about Alabama and the LSU game. 6:20 traffic now, WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a chilly Friday, and this is going to be a chilly weekend. Highs of 59 today, highs of 63 tomorrow, and 71 on Sunday. And as a matter of fact, chili would be a good thing to eat for all of those days. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, what would you give up to ensure an LSU win over Bama and a Saints win over the Falcons? The leaders, seafood for a month, 39%, alcohol for a year, 28%. And this I find interesting, Mike Dettillier. My spouse, significant other, comes in at 20%. My pet comes in at 5%. So apparently...
No, that don't surprise me. Not today.
Really?
Not in today's world. You really don't.
The wife or the husband, take them. I don't care. Or the boyfriend or the girlfriend, let them go. So long as we win both games.
But I ain't letting go of that pet.
Absolutely not.
Dog or cat or whatever. Nah, that don't surprise me, don't. It really doesn't.
Tell me about running the table. You see that happening or not?
No, I just think because of the NFL, it's difficult. And you're gonna have a clunker game somewhere in there. But, you know, with the 49ers winning the way they are, it sort of keeps the pressure on you to continue too. Because what you want is for them to have to come in January and play in the Superdome. That's important. We've seen what type of advantage it's been on for this football team. It wasn't last year in the NFC Championship game, but, you know, we know how that ended.
Right.
So I do think it's important they keep putting, you know, that coal in the fire, so to speak. And but somewhere along the line, you're going to hit that tripwire where you won't play a good game and somebody else will. And that's just the way the NFL is. Again, those guys get paid, too. And they professionals about it.
All right, let's go to 49ers, okay? Because I understand a clunker can happen at any time. This game's going to happen on Sunday, December 8th in the Dome. It's set
they
for a new...
They ain't losing to the 49ers.
What?
They're not losing to the 49ers.
Well, I can't see them losing on a Sunday night. You know how, because the crowd gets crazy, and the Saints do very well in prime time, do they not?
They've been very impressive under Sean Payton on primetime TV. But, you know, I look at the 49ers, and I don't want to take anything away from them. They play really good defense. They can run the football. All I know is the Saints quarterback is a lot better than Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, Jimmy's had his moments. But, you know, I'm taking Drew Brees over Jimmy Garoppolo. And all I saw a couple weeks ago was Arizona, the Saints handled easily. The 49ers were in a tussle with them to the end. And Kyler Murray riddled them throwing the football downfield. They exposed their secondary a little bit.
With his arm, not with his legs, right?
And it's one of those type of deals where sometimes a primetime game and something happens there, everybody copycats it. And I think if you can give your quarterback some time to throw the football, their secondary is vulnerable. And take nothing away from what they've done. They've been impressive this year. And one more win, and I get the over with the 49ers' amount of wins this year. So I'll be pleased as long as it's not the Saints game. And
you'll be pleased.
Yeah, I'll be very pleased. I'll be very pleased with it as long as it's not the Saints game.
Yes.
But, they are who they are at this point, and we'll find out just how good they are. Look the next couple games for the 49ers in the next 4 weeks when they play Seattle and they play New Orleans. We'll find out just how good they are.
What I was asking about, I don't mean to interrupt you, about the prime time thing is that a lot of people are asking, will that game be flexed? You know, I read this policy on flexing games, and it's kind of like doing my income tax, and that's why I turn an accountant. Do you have any idea if that game could be flexed, and would it really mean that much of a difference with the Saints playing the 49ers that they were in the Dome Sunday night primetime?
Yeah, I would assume that, you know, once you get into November and these flex games start to get in, that would be a game I would have circled, you know, because that certainly would bring two big-time teams, two teams that have a history with one another, and it's been decided more on the 49ers side, history-wise. You go back in the 80s when they were really rolling. I mean, there was a difficult win when you got it over the 49ers. They dominated the series against New Orleans. So I would assume if I'm TV and I want people watching, the Saints got a lot of peeping eyes watching. And the 49ers, again, are a team that I think the NFL likes when they win. It gives them some panache, so to speak.
Well, and some great shots and great show business of the dome going crazy. You know, it's good television. We take a break. We come back more with Mike Dettelier, our friend, WWL NFL college football analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.